know here from another source down there. How are you, Hector?
I'm well, Mr. Chair.
That's good to hear.
Okay, can we
call the meeting to order? Why, you want to be included too?
5:37.
In the meeting. Call the meeting to order.
There was so much sincerity going on.
I know. We have resolution 294, adopting proposed local law 4/2017 to provide for the collection of real property.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion. Tracy.
So, you know, over the course of this time, I know it's changed. I've had a series of questions that have circulated over and over. As I said, many times I got answers to some. Some I didn't get answers to. Most recently, Amber gave an updated list of the outstanding taxes. But, I mean, I'm really struggling with this because there's a lot. The first reason I'm struggling with it is we had a public hearing that no one came to. And I feel that the village itself, I know there was a letter, and we've heard from TJ, who represents the village, but why haven't they come? Why aren't they talking to us? This is a big thing, right? And nobody's here. No one comes to the public hearing. I'm not totally convinced in terms of what the implications would be, particularly with the county attorney's department, because that's where I imagine there would be the most additional expenses. With all due respect to Bert and his office, I know that he has said at different times there might be some additional impact, but for me, I'm more concerned about the county attorney's office. And I also know we're in the middle, or someone's in the middle of discussions of consolidation, which also makes this seem, potentially for any village, but we're really talking about Ellenville because we don't even know if Saugerties or New Paltz would sign on. So I'm inclined at this moment. I'm going to be voting no right now. But that's not to say that I won't still have an open mind moving forward if actually there's more input from outside of the legislature. Because I feel like we've been having this conversation in a vacuum. That's my feeling.
No, it's not a feeling. It's the reality.
Okay, I mean, but that's just that's the feeling that I have. Yeah.
Hold on, Bert. Anybody else speak?
Yep.
Anyone else?
Bert. I'll just wait with somebody
else. No, you're gonna hold on to the end.
Yeah.
Carl, TJ,
I'll go to Carl.
All right.
Well, in government efficiency and review, John did state his case, and he sent us all backup material over the year.
I read it.
Okay, about how Ellenville's on the stress list at
51%. But it's how Ellenville's on the stress list, and Ellenville thinks it shouldn't be on the stress list, which is the information he sent was.
Right.
So that, to me, was a confusing argument to me.
Neither here nor there. As it comes to the county attorney or any other type of business that the county has to do, if they're going to collect the county taxes, they have to do a title search and on the property. So it's not like they're doing anything extra. In regards to looking at a home that's...
Because in terms of foreclosure, there's a lot of extra.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Right, well...
You got to go through in-rem proceedings. There's court. Yeah, there's filings.
Because
the county's already...
But if the county tax is paid, there wouldn't be a reason to do a title search. If the village taxes are unpaid, I would then have to do a title search.
Right. Okay.
There's a difference there.
But it would be done if this law was...
Additional cost to the county.
Yeah.
Which would be recouped in the sale of property.
If we sell it.
Right.
Maybe.
Well.
But I'll wait to.
No.
Because there's other stuff.
All right, just out of the gate, I'm just getting gagged here.
Well, no, but I just wanted to clarify that, Carl. That's all.
Right. No, I understand that. Okay. Do we know how much more it's going to cost the county?
Depending on how many properties.
Yeah.
Right. But if this local law was passed, you'd have to do it anyway. You do it for the towns. If this local law was passed, you'd have to do the title searches.
It's in addition to what I'm doing now.
For three
towns.
And
my one concern, which I mentioned to Tracy too, is in terms of the tax system the village has, I don't know. How am I getting that information to our system? I don't know that either. There may be a one-time cost to do that. I don't know how much that will be.
The county's tax software... They don't use the county tax software?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
TJ?
I know the village is working real hard at
changing a lot of the stuff, and they've entered into contracts with a lot of the property owners that have been negligent in paying. And part of that is because of the way it's set up. They know that if they make the county whole, nobody can do anything else. So they are working on that. But, you know, we're only, you know, it's one of three counties in the state that doesn't do it. And we do make the schools and the townships whole. And, you know, this is kind of like the whole social services thing. You know, everybody fought it. But we made it work. It's also, we're talking 3 years down the line. So we're talking January 1 of 2021. And a lot of that other money is being fixed at this point. So, I don't know. In a sense, I want to say it's a no-brainer, but it's not. And I understand people's concerns. But, you know, great, we make everybody else whole.
We would start making them whole in 19, TJ, just to let you know.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm just not in terms of the process.
And I know they're working on that other component to recoup a lot of that money.
In terms of foreclosure, it would be 21. But okay. 19, we would make them.
But I think that, and what I have been told by the village manager is that anything prior, you know, January 1 of 18 prior, they know the county's not going to make whole, but that's on the village, and that's whatever they will have to recoup or get rid of if we go into foreclosure. So
and you know, I don't have the answer is the 3 years that are back taxes from when we start. If they have, let's say, 10 years of back taxes, do I just sell it for the amount
what I've been told
I don't
is that
have an answer.
They are not looking, they're working on collecting that now, and they've gone, I know Abby Osgood is the attorney doing a lot of it, a lot of title searches, anything like that. So they're starting to do their due diligence, and the one stumbling block is also recently retired, which I think also assists, and so we're just asking for an opportunity. The one stumbling block is recently retired.
The stumbling block to collection.
Yeah, who may have been the village treasurer, but I don't want to give Linda's name out, so I won't. Oh, I'm sorry. Did that slip out like that? Anyway, and they're working very hard.
That's very recent then.
Yes, it was like July 1.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Cannon and Dave.
Thanks, Richard. You know, I think that one thing that we need to think about when looking at this local law right at this time is the $20 million that, you know, we're in the running for, that a great deal of it would be used to make Ellenville whole, not only for, you know, I mean, you know, not just for this, but for, you know, what they're owed in order to close out the books in the consolidation of Ellenville. I think that we should see where that goes before we pass this. Since this, you know, even though it's for all the villages, it's very Ellenville-centric because they're the one that's had the problem. So I think that I would not want to be doing anything that would put in jeopardy that $20 million.
Well, since it's not going to be implemented for a couple of years from now anyway.
Well.
Dave?
That is not going to jeopardize that $20 million. It's a totally different issue. And the point is, if you have 20 towns and 11 school districts that we make whole, there's three villages that we do not make whole. And as a legislator from TJ pointed out, was that there is a rule of only one, I think, out of three that do not make their villages whole. It's a matter of fairness is what it is. And if you don't think it's anything other than that, I mean, to me, it's fairness. Otherwise, why are we making the towns whole? Maybe we shouldn't make
them whole. Because the law requires
it. We have to.
Don't have to.
Now, everybody all at once, because the law requires it.
That's the answer that I do. I mean, I'm just saying, why are we doing that? That the law requires it. The law doesn't require us to make villages all.
No.
But as a result, most of the counties do that. It's a matter of fairness. To me, it's sort of, you know, like a safety net, another issue. It's a matter of fairness. And as a result, I support this resolution, the local law to do that. And some of the argument from finance is a bit absurd. I mean, the idea that you don't know how many there was, well, you know, get on, you know, call up and find out. I mean, you can find that out. It's not that far.
But how
away.
Do I know who's going to pay their taxes next year, Dave?
How do
I don't.
Know who's going to pay your taxes
I don't.
Anywhere.
But it's going to cost us more money.
Well, I know you don't know what you're going to recoup either.
Correct.
So the point is, it's a matter of fairness again. And you do know how many that are up right now. You do know, and then you're saying you don't know the process on how to get in their system. Well, you make the phone call, you start going, researching and find out how to get in the system. It's not a big deal. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And my take on it is, again, fairness. So if you don't want to be fair to the village, fine. Oh, no.
Anyone else? Rory, want to say anything now?
I guess I'll just add that I think, you know, I agree that with the Chairman Ronk that we're going to know where we are by the end of by September with regard to this grant money that will then facilitate the dissolution of the village of Ellendale. And that the way those dollars are structured, it kind of fixes all those past problems. It creates a 70% reduction in property taxes within the village of Ellendale. It pays off all the debt of the village. So again, that's huge, right? But
it does?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's huge what this does. Okay. So that said, one of the
I must have missed all the meetings then.
That's what that $20 million is
okay.
for. Yeah.
But again, and no disrespect to anybody, but I must have missed all the meetings. Okay. I was at all months. Maybe my alter ego was at them. I don't know. But hold on a minute. That's not the way it was told to us. It's $100,000 if we get the $20 million. It's $100,000 to study. Part of that is, and I can tell you on the record, it ain't never going to happen. They're not going to vote to dissolve. Because there's too many unknowns. So if there's all this money to pay off all our debt, you're the only one that knows that. Because I can tell you it's never been relayed at a single meeting about the consolidation. Because the big what if is what happens to all the mountain money and what happens to all the debt the village has. And the retirees from the village, what folks in the village have been told is there will still be a tax district to pay for the retirees. But nobody can tell you if the village out of the budget in the town, if the village taxpayers are paying for the retirees in the town. So these are all things that have to be sorted out. So if there's all that money, I wish somebody would come up and explain that, because it has not been explained that way.
I think it may put it this way. So let's say that you're correct, that they're never going to dissolve, right? Like the village is always going to be there.
Well, no, let's go with your thing.
Kind of
that there's suddenly $3.5 million to pay off all that debt. Where did that come from? That has never been relayed before. Never, ever has that been said in a single meeting with all the meetings about the consolidation of the village. Never.
Transparency.
There's a full plan. I think part of the issue, too, is that this is a competition. And you don't lay your all your hands out to all your competition.
No, but no. I understand that, Ken. But in the meantime, if you're selling a friggin' car, at least show me the tires.
Yep. The people of Ellendale have to vote for this. They have to agree with the plan or not.
I understand that.
Okay.
But what you made the statement, there's all this money as part of this $20 million to pay off all this debt. That's not in the plan, as far as I know.
Okay.
Well, don't okay me. That's not in the plan, because there is no plan. So to make a statement like that is completely inappropriate. Because there's like $3.5 million, I think, in debt, whatever the case may be. Okay, so there's $3.5 million pay off debt, and then there's all this other money. Plus, the sheriff's department's going to now do door to door and everything else, which ain't going to ever happen, and we all know that. So let's not talk about putting cards on the table or anything else. The statement you made, I think, is grossly exaggerated, if not incorrect. Because you obviously know something that there's not a single other person in government or that lives in the municipality of Ellendale or the town of Horsing that knows. So please, if that's true, I want to see it in writing.
Right. So,
that's it. Please don't okay me again,
yeah,
please.
Exactly.
TJ, I don't want to argue that point. Let me say one.
Not arguing. I'm telling you a fact.
Here's the question that I have. Let's assume that the village of Ellendale is here forever. Doesn't
okay.
Dissolve, right? We start collecting the taxes. Say you adopt this, right? We start collecting the taxes next year and making them whole. A lot of these properties have years and years of back village taxes that are owed, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's say that the Department of Finance has an auction, and we sell that property, and we recoup the money from next year forward, right?
Uh-huh.
What happens to that lien, all that money prior to that?
So let's play the tape back. What I said before. A few minutes ago was what I've been told by the village manager is that is forgiven to kind of draw, you know, it's kind of like a cancer if you think about it. At some point in time, you have to cut clean flesh to make it clean, to get rid of the cancer. Well, that's the line in the sand. We're going to cut clean flesh, we're going to get rid of the old debt, be done with it, move forward, and sell. That's what I've been told by the village manager.
So the village would write off all that revenue?
Yeah, in the meantime, they're collecting a lot of that revenue because they've gone after these people because they've said to these people, you know what, you haven't paid, and there are some people that haven't paid in 10 years, you know, we're going to go after you now, so we're either going to foreclose or put a lien on your property, you can't do anything with it.
But we just sold it. How do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't know how you can sell it. A lien on it. Anyway, Tracy?
I just want to reiterate my first point because it's now even more relevant. That was one of the questions that I asked that I never got a clear answer to. And while I am going to vote no today, I am sensitive to the fairness issue. It's not related to the $20 million. And I will be, if it does not pass, open to having the discussion. But I would like to have the representatives from Ellenville here to talk about it beyond just our county representatives, the actual mayor and the tax collector, and I'd like to have I'd like to have this all down in writing beyond just, because it's not simply, the answers aren't in the law. The answers right now are, you know, they're kind of a little bit of moving targets. It may pass today. If it doesn't, it's not a closed book for me. That's all I'm saying. I'm open to the discussion. I still don't have all my answers.
Last one. Anyway.
My last one, and I will say.
I'm not screwing them over.
I will say, TJ has a point. I will say, who he is. To Tracy.
He's everybody.
I was disappointed that no one from the village came to the public hearing.
Yeah, no one came.
I mean, they should have been there. I mean,
You would think so, but it's an important issue. I understand that point.
And the only thing I would say is that it should not work, you know, we hope bring back next year.
All right. All, a vote on 294. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Three against. Got it. Doesn't proceed. 295, approving the reallocation of funds with the Ellenville. Well, before we do that, Sheriff, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you being casually dressed tonight. So, what we'll take here is out of order, which is. 301, is that one of yours? Authorize the chairman to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice to give district attorney's office sheriff the probation. Moved by who?
Moved.
Second.
Want to say anything regarding that?
It's run by the DA's office.
Right.
It's an offshoot of Operation Impact, which we used to be in charge of. So now it's give, and it's revenue for us. It pays for part of the salary for our person over at domestic violence.
Well, wasn't there a question on it? That's why I got held.
Yeah, Amber.
No, but there was a further question. I mean, the question was, in terms of the breakout, why, how is the breakout determined? Why don't you get more? That's really the short.
Well, the DA's office files the grant, so however they break it out, and then the state then decides who gets what.
The state. Of gun violence?
Right, but there's our part of it is domestic violence part of that, and it goes for salaries for our person over at the domestic violence.
Any other questions? If not, roll call in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Sheriff, there's nothing else here for you, right?
No, I'm enjoying the
the casual look.
I want to see Bert neck.
Resolution 295, approving the reallocation funds within the Ellenville Main Program, Department of Planning.
Too hot.
Move.
Move it.
Second.
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 Any discussion?
Yeah.
Tracy.
Yeah, so Dave's not here to tell me how unfair I am.
Well, we're all unfair because we're giving Ellen lots of money.
Okay.
He would probably agree with you on this one.
No, so remind everybody that 2 years ago I was one of only two people to vote against this, and while I spoke, and I still feel that Ellenville deserves the county's attention and focus, even financial focus, I was concerned about putting this program... administering it the way that we were administering it, the breakdown of the allocation I had called into question. And now here we are 2 years later, and the money hasn't been all spent, and it's being reallocated. So I am personally still struggling because I voted no the first time, and I support the concept of, for example, a focused amount of money going to Ellenville for economic development in the form of marketing dollars. I didn't necessarily support running that through the EDA back through our tourism department. I'm not really thrilled with the reallocation or the... I have not yet heard of a good explanation of what's taken 2 years to not spend the money. I'm personally struggling because part of me does not want to support it, but on the flip side, I want to see Ellenville get the help. So, that's where I'm at.
All right. DJ?
Just briefly, some of it is monies that are set aside for... where the village and town are going to work together. There's a cosmic idea with some of the people in the
town.
That
was the sewer money?
Yeah. Feasibility studies and so on and so forth. What I'd like to look at is really the flip side. And the flip side is if you can go see the work that's being done with the second space, the Shadowland, over at Cohen's Bakery, the Hunt Memorial, and like that. Those monies are not only being spent, but spent well. And we're seeing a change there, and we're starting to see a change in our downtown. And these other monies, the reallocation allows it to be placed in areas that could maybe be used better. And the whole tourism thing, I sit on the board with the Ellenville Warson Chamber of Commerce, and we're putting a presentation or something where some of the tourism stuff, instead of going out to an outside agency, could be handled over, you know, like a 5-year period through the chamber, with us hiring somebody that can, you know, update the Facebook and all the other looky kind of things, that whatever the hell they are, because I don't do
media.
Social media, that's it. That's the word I was looking for. So we're working on that.
Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, you know, I will be supporting this, but I also want to, you know, you call things, you know, straight. I would go and say that the management by the EDA has been shaky. And I think there have been issues. I've raised those issues over the past year. In fact, at our last economic development meeting, sort of put a cautionary tale to Suzanne. You got to go and say you need better management of your consultants, because clearly there have been gaping holes. And unfortunately, the money wasn't spent within the 2-year period. And I think that that also somewhat falls on her administration of this. That said, I think the need for the people of Ellenville, and I think supporting the local community, is paramount. And I'm willing to take a second leap of faith, but to be very blunt, my faith has definitely been shaken.
But in saying all that, Hector, yes, it has been shaken a little bit, but there again, there's been redirection regarding where they're going with the original funds. So take that in consideration.
And I understand that. I understand that. And we had an EDA meeting on this very subject where we had a throwdown. So don't worry. It's not as if somehow these issues have not been out in the open. So.
And with that, I'm sorry.
Go on.
With that being said, you don't fix something overnight. And I think we've moved a lot in helping move this along. And just because you have a plan doesn't mean the plan is perfect. And I think they see where things had to get shifted, and I think they're doing a great job. And come to economic development, and she'll give you an update for longer than I care to hear, all the time. So I'm not sure what meeting everybody else is in.
All right.
I got just one statement. I haven't been to economic development. I wish I had, because they cut the broadband internet access from 150 to 75, but... You know, what's the deal with that?
I mean, if you want, we can have a conversation about that, because it was, in fact, actually my pet issue, just so you know, Carl. And, in fact, it's been one of these issues that I have been on top of since day one. And it was a frustrating point. Initially, the administration wanted to cut that down to 30,000. And, in fact, part of how they got me on board was by taking it from 30,000 and putting it at 75, with the idea of village-wide Wi-Fi, which to me is an actual real investment in the community. Now, mind you, that's still not going to be guaranteeing speeds, and that's something, Tracy, I know you and I have been discussing with regards to those speeds and how
because
we're going to hold that.
Was about cable.
Yeah, no, and it was. And so, therefore, but I will say, I actually view it as an improvement overall, because what we're talking about now, as opposed to one connection point or a single connection point down by Hunt, we're now talking about a village-wide Wi-Fi. And that's a real, actual, tangible thing, I think, for the community.
But you also have to consider, too. I mean, you're dealing with you know, cable companies that have their own provisions, and they might not be willing to participate to the same degree as the county's willing to participate.
We are working with, actually, it could be, if this is successful, it could be something that's replicated in multiple places, actually, in the county. In fact, we actually have a tangible example, actually, here in Kingston, and I think that that's something that is, again, we talk about investments in the community. That's what this actually happens to be. So, Carl, while I share your concern about how that was cut in half, I actually argue the half that we've got left may, in fact, actually be better than the 150.
Whole. Well, it's more than the whole.
Yeah. Right, I would argue. The whole point is that everybody seems to be in favor of this thing. I mean, I don't know what we're discussing, what we're arguing about.
I think we understand this is where
we originally started. This is where we are. Yeah. It changed during the process. Now we're here. And we're going to say yes or no to it.
Don't call the vote.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? All right. 306, authorizing engineer service connection with the placement of Wolven Bridge on Zener Road.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
308, authorizing engineering service connection with the cost reconstruction. $38,000. Move. Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Authorizing 310, engineering service connection with the. All right, $13,000.
Second.
Move. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
312, authorizing engineering service connection with the placement of Fantini Kill Bridge.
Time kill.
Where is that? Which one is that?
For amount of 191. Moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any new business?
Nope.
Any old business? Nope. Motion to adjourn.
Oh, you know what that one is?
Moved. I'll
make it.
Second.
Hydro right
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I've been studying that. They've been studying that for years. Drilling.
Probably. Get my text message? 604. To approve